Outstanding Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Ponce. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on Supersport, PSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Lusaka High Court will not entertain flimsy adjournments in former IBA Director General murder case. Zambia records 15.2% increase in GBV cases in first quarter of 2025. And in global news, Iran blames negligence for port blast as death toll rises to 70. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. Lusaka High Court Judge Vincent Siloka has warned that he will not entertain flimsy adjournments in the case involving four men accused of murdering former Independent Broadcasting Authority IBA Director General Guntila Muleya. When the matter came up for trial, State Advocate Muyangwa Sitali requested a postponement following the abandonment of a formal medical application for one of the accused, Samuel Dokoevasa, who was unable to talk in the last session. Judge Siloka was unhappy that the state were not ready, despite his previous guidance that trial should proceed regardless of a medical report and both parties ought to have been prepared. In adjourning the matter to the 5th of May 2025, the court cautioned against further delays and insisted on having a speedy trial. The four accused, including two police officers, Mtusani Dokoevasa and Alex Caleb Zulu, a businessman Samuel Dokoe, and an accountant Francis Chupioka, denied the murder charge. The four are accused of murdering Mr. Muleya, who was reported missing on the 22nd of July 2024 and found dead the next day with a gunshot wound in Njolwe area. The Zambia Police Service has disclosed that the country recorded a total of 11,177 gender-based violence GBV cases in the first quarter of 2025, compared to 9,700 recorded during the same period last year, reflecting a 15.2% increase. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga explains that of the total cases reported, 7,170 were classified as criminal, while 4,007 were non-criminal in nature, with Lusaka province recording the highest number of GBV-related criminal cases. Mr. Hamonga says of the total cases reported, 2,474 involved child victims, with girls accounting for 73.4% of the cases, highlighting the vulnerability of female children to GBV. He adds that adults accounted for 8,703 cases, and of these, 7,185 were women, and 1,518 being men, underscoring the continued disproportionate impact of GBV on women. Mr. Hamonga says notably, the quarter also recorded one case of attempted murder, reflecting a 50% decrease from the two cases recorded in the first quarter of 2024, and a record of 29 murder cases related to GBV, the same number as the previous year.
Out of the total cases recorded, 2,474 involved child victims. These were criminal in nature, with girls accounting for 73.4% of these cases, highlighting the vulnerability of female children to gender-based violence. Adults accounted for 77.8% or 8,703 cases of gender-based violence victims. Of these, 7,185 were women and 1,518 were men, underscoring the continued disproportionate impact of gender-based violence on women. Physical abuse remained the most common form of gender-based violence, with 3,881 cases reported.
The Christian Church's monitoring group, CCMG, has dismissed the use of boundary delimitation as a basis for constitutional reforms just months before the country's next general elections. Speaking when he featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, CCMG Programs Director Peter Mwanangombe argues that based on the 2019 delimitation process, which began in October of last year and concluded in March of 2020, the scientific and technical nature of the exercise requires adequate time, inclusion, public understanding and consensus building. Mr. Mwanangombe has emphasized that boundary delimitation affects related processes such as voter registration and has challenged the executive arm of the government to publicly release the 2019 report recommending delimitation in order to inform national discourse. He has further expressed concern that the report may have been withheld to protect proposed changes that would create more constituencies in ruling party strongholds while limiting growth in opposition areas, an outcome that could significantly influence the balance of power in Parliament.
We just take a step back to 2019 when the commission conducted boundary delimitation. They started the exercise in 2019, I think around August, and that exercise was only concluded in around January of 2021, January, February or March of 2020. So you can see that it needed a lot of time. But delimitation also affects other processes such as voter registration and many aspects that people will need to understand. So I don't think at this time of the year, and especially that we have very little, few days or months to go to the next general election, boundary delimitation should not be used as one of the ways to get into amending the constitution.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanangombe has backed calls by a consortium of civil society organizations for the establishment of a fast-track electoral court ahead of next year's general elections. He believes the said court would help ensure the swift and efficient resolution of electoral cases ahead of and after next year's elections, hence preventing the overburdening of the judiciary in the post-election period. The Tonse Alliance has moved to quell rising tensions and internal disagreements within its ranks, calling for unity and adherence to established protocols ahead of the 2026 general elections. In a statement, Alliance Vice Chairperson Professor Daniel Pule reveals that he had engaged with Alliance Chairman Edgar Lungu, who is currently outside the country, and outlined key resolutions intended to stabilize the political grouping. Professor Pule says Mr. Lungu has directed that no amendments be made to the Tonse Alliance Constitution and that no member be suspended or removed from office in his absence, with specific reference to Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba, rumored to have been removed from his position. He has also stressed the importance of unity and coordinated communication, discouraging the creation of parallel communication platforms, which may fuel factionalism, while directing all his leaders to return to the original official WhatsApp group to maintain cohesion. Professor Pule, who is also president of the Christian Democratic Party CDP, says the objective remains clear: to bring change to Zambia by winning the 2026 general and presidential elections. He has extended warm wishes to Alliance members and Zambians at large, reiterating support for Mr. Lungu as the Alliance's 2026 presidential candidate. In global news, Iran's interior minister says negligence was a factor in the massive explosion and fire at the country's largest container port as the death toll rose to at least 70. Eskandar Momeni said Saturday's blast at Shahid Rojai port in Bandar Abbas, which also injured more than 1,000 people, was caused by shortcomings including non-compliance with safety precautions and negligence. Customs authorities said imported cargo caught fire and exploded, while the Defense Ministry has denied foreign reports that it was a shipment of a missile fuel chemical. We monitor the BBC for other global news stories.
The operator of Spain's electricity grid has ruled out a cyber attack as the cause of Monday's massive power failure, which also cut electricity supplies in Portugal. The Spanish King, Felipe, has been chairing a national security meeting as the authorities try to establish why the blackout happened. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has pledged to win the trade war and build the strongest economy in the G7 after leading his Liberal Party to victory in the election. The Liberals were well behind in the polls until Mr. Trump's tariffs became the defining issue of the campaign. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 9 people have been killed in sectarian clashes in a Damascus suburb.